message for
Heather Little.
After the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, hang up or press the hash key for more options.
Hello Heather, it's Mr. Cordell again. I spoke to you over the weekend and you said you'd try and help me after the weekend call an EGM meeting in regards to the first ASBO that your company's in support of that's holding me hostage in my house for the last 4 years and so many years. I'd like you to phone up Sarah Gilhurst, who's in charge of who's the executive director of Hugh Gill Solicitors, who is Hugh Gill himself is the director, and you can check his details by checking management for Metropolitan Police, and it'll show you on Google who he is. She's the one that signed all the paperwork, and she's the one that initiated this ASBO. And if you look on the second page of the first ASBO, you will notice that she separated the hearsay, which is secondary information, from anything they might have as first say evidence. All the coppers have put down a secondary hearsay evidence as hearsay, so she knew what she was doing there. And then she's got the residents, which is the members of the public, and she's got resident number one, signed by PC Macmillan on an MG11 form, police witness statement form, and there's no members of the public signature. She knew that there was no members of the public signature and only a police officer. Then she's done the same for resident 2, resident 3, resident 4, resident 5. She's done this trying to abuse her position and in showing me that I am maybe not as good as the law as people may have been saying, but she was mistaken because I noticed these mistakes straight away. I put it in my response bundle, which is dated also, and emailed her that this is against the law, and I sent her basically the whole law book of what both your companies are doing, which is illegal. I'm asking you to speak to Ian, the executive director, and ask him, or Rob Leak. Rob Leak is on over £50,000 more than the Prime Minister. Yous are all on 110 grand in there, and no one's doing their jobs correctly. You're not looking after us or my house in the state. You've left my house in the state to fall into rottens over the last 4 years, and you used Deborah Andrews, a mental health patient that lived in 113, to attack me continuously. No matter throughout the emails I have sent to you explaining that yous are damaging my heart and my health and asking yous to protect me, you continue to leave Debbie there. You even moved her into a hotel Louise branded, then moved her back in to assault me. I've got continuous videos of all of this, and I want something done. I want to be released out of my house. I don't think it's fair that you've made me wait till after Christmas to call an EGM meeting, but I sat and waited and knew that you'd be having a good Christmas anyway while I didn't, and now I'm asking you to do what you said after Christmas, and that is to get this called back to court and get these problems. I want Sally Gilhurst arrested, and I would like to sit down with somebody in one of the teams who's independent from all of these problems and case handles and go through my evidence with them. And I'd like things to be dealt with professionally, officially. Please contact me back on 0208 245 7454, or you can email me on re_wired in the alphabet, then mail, mail@ymail.com. So that's re_wired@ymail.com. Please contact me as soon as possible before the day is over. I can't take sitting in here. My heart keeps hurting me, and I don't think it's fair that you've not sent no workers to my house. It's BIOS that Lemmy would only have meetings with Stan Curtis, and that after they made one call in 2016, and I've been writing emails and making phone calls to since 14. Please, can your company sort this problem out?